listening to the Broadcast Basement On Demand Radio Network.
It's the podcast in the Broadcast Basement.
BroadcastBasement.com.
The EP Podcast. Heard everywhere podcasts can be found.
And always at theeppodcast.com.
And welcome into the EP Podcast. My name is Chris Lanuti, bellying up to my 9-foot homemade oak bar, and pour yourself a cold one. 30 minutes of good in a world of dumb awaits you. In fact, it's here right now, and it's all brought to you by the First National Bank of Evergreen Park. Students, are you ready for the holidays? I mean, this is the time to relax, get your finances set up with the First National Bank of Evergreen Park and a student checking account. It helps you manage the money you have and any you may receive as a gift. Convenient mobile app lets you bank from anywhere so you don't have to leave the house, and no minimum required to open. You get your own debit card and 5 free nationwide ATM refunds per statement cycle. To open up a student checking account today, visit bankevergreenpark.com/student/EP. No minimum required to open. Member FDIC. We're going hunting. On Saturday, the Evergreen Park Chamber of Commerce had their first ever money tree hunt that really turned into something like the Amazing Race Evergreen Park. Over 40 teams and or people signed up for this event in advance. 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, it kicked off at the First National Bank of Evergreen Park when they got their first clue from Santa Claus. And then they were off. And it was insane, folks. I'm going to tell you something right now. It was supposed to be, I believe, something where you were just trying to figure out clues, and then eventually somebody might figure out where $250 was stashed in Evergreen Park outside of a business. It quickly turned into, like I said, a race. There was a point where they all had to wait for a business. I'm not kidding, a business to open up because they had gotten there so quickly and everybody had kind of clumped up waiting for the place to open. And when it opened, they ran inside to get their next clue. And then there were just like cars screaming off in different directions. It was nuts. At one point, Mayor Kelly Burke, who will be on this show next week, and if you have any questions for her, just go through the eppodcast.com, leave us a voicemail, send us a message, we'll get it to her. She'll be on next Monday. But at one point, the mayor drove by while I was standing there talking to some of the contestants who were waiting to get into a business to get their next clue. And immediately one of them said, "You're not racing, are you? Because that would be unfair." I mean, this thing was intense. Somebody just yelled at the mayor, like, "You don't get to race." And she's like, "No, I'm just driving by to see how everything's going. I'm going to continue driving away now." Like, it was intense. At the end of it, there was a mad scrum of different teams going to different locations because some of them knew where it was and some of them were wrong. And then those that showed up at the final location were running around trying to find the actual location of the $250, and the EP Podcast was there for the whole thing, and I have my trusty handy-dandy microphone with me, so we're going on the race right now. I'm sorry, the hunt. It felt like a race. So let's go out right now. Let's go back in time to Saturday. Come along on the $250 money tree hunt put on by the Evergreen Park Chamber of Commerce, and away we go. All right, we're at the First National Bank of Evergreen Park. We're kicking off the $250 money tree hunt, and this was the first young lady in line. Your name, ma'am?
Henrietta Meisler.
Henrietta, so you get up early in the morning. You're the first person. You beat children. You beat moms. You beat dads. You beat everybody over here. You're standing here. You're the first person here. And what was the first clue that you were given?
The money tree is hidden at a place that helps get you moving.
Helps get you moving. This is going to be a puzzle, I think, Henrietta.
Yeah, it's a puzzle. I have to start thinking now. Yeah.
Start thinking about it. Looks like you're on your way to Core Fitness and Physical Therapy next, it looks like, for your next clue.
Yep.
Unless that clue right there just gave it away to you. You already know the answer?
Oh, no.
No. All right, well, get moving because somebody just ran by you. You're in second place now because you're talking to me.
But I know where this is.
Okay, are you all set with the clue? What's your name?
I'm Susie. We're off running to our next
clue. You're off and running?
We are.
All right, well, good luck. Remember, be subscribed to the EP Podcast. There's a clue down the line. Subscribers will get the clue quicker than everybody else.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
What's your name?
Maggie Avros.
Maggie, you have three little ones here that just saw Santa Claus, and now they've got their first clue. Are you guys ready to go look for a treasure?
Yeah.
Who gets to keep the money if you win?
Me!
All three of you get to keep the money? You're going to split that up? Does Mom get any?
Yeah,
she gets some of it too? All right, so what's the clue here? We got it right here. It's
The money tree is hidden at a place that helps get you moving.
Okay, so what's a place that helps get you moving?
The gym.
All right, you guys are off to go look for the next clue, okay?
Yeah!
Say goodbye to Santa Claus.
Bye, Santa Claus!
It's now time for your EP podcast, Word on the Street. And guess what? There's another big party happening this week in Evergreen Park. This Saturday, December the 4th, the Dickens Christmas Festival returns. 2 p.m. kickoff goes until 7 at the Community Center, 3450 West 97th Street. The big guy himself, Santa Claus, going to be there. There's a trolley taking you around to look at the lights and the sights. There's going to be carolers, a Christmas train for the kids, food, music, activities, and the mayor is lighting the big tree at 6 p.m. Mayor Kelly Burke going to be on this program next week. I mentioned that earlier. Go to theeppodcast.com. If you have any questions you'd like to give us to give her. Meanwhile, the village continues to remind you to fill up your green yard waste cans first before firing your leaves out into the street. The main concern is covering up sewers. Like if you cover up a sewer with leaves, and then the sewer gets clogged, and then there's a big flood, you, your neighbors, everybody, you got water everywhere. That's what they're trying to avoid. It's not against the rules to fire the leaves out to the street. They still have the crews coming around, but it's random, so you don't know when they're going to be about. It takes about 2 days per quadrant. So if they were around recently, remember it's going to take a while for them to get back to you. The Evergreen Park Girls Softball League is registering girls from the age of 4 through 14 for the EPGSL season starting in April. You want to register? epgirlssoftball.com/registration. There are Toys for Tots donation bins now at the Village Hall, 9418 South Kedzie, and at the Community Center, 3450 West 97th Street. And finally, remember the Community Chores Program is open and operating right now. If you have a kid, grade 5 through 12, they want to earn some money, shoveling snow when that starts to fall, raking leaves right now, doing some odd jobs around a house, they can sign up for this. And then the village's youth department helps facilitate like a meeting between somebody who needs some work done and your kid. You figure out a price. You get them out there, they earn a little bit of money. If you need somebody to come and do work for you around your house, you can also give a call. So if you want to have your child be part of this, or if you're looking for somebody to do some work around the house, the phone number is 708-229-3377. That's your EP podcast, Word on the Street. More from the Money Tree Hunt up ahead, right here, everywhere podcasts can be found, and always at theeppodcast.com. You know, I get muscle aches all the time. I've gone from being able to do whatever I want to and not feeling any pain to basically getting pain for any kind of physical activity. Good news, there's a local family-owned Southside business that provides a CBD topical that will not break the bank. Creaky Bone Balm offers concentrated relief for creaky bones. It is an effective hemp-based CBD in a rejuvenating balm. And guess what? It's made in small batches. Always free of preservatives and all natural ingredients. It's great for muscle aches, tension, inflammation, joint pain. You can even use it for skin ailments like burns and dry, cracked skin. Right now, go to creakybone.com and use the promo code BASEMENT. Get 20% off your order. And now check out the new 2,500 milligram balm with reduced pricing on their classic balms right now at creakybone.com. All right, so I'm outside the Classmate at 95th and Millard, and the hunt is going on. How many clues are we in at this point? What's your name, man?
My name is Jose Luna.
All right, Jose, you're one of the first people that got in there. Okay, at the First National Bank of Evergreen Park. And then you got to the Classmate, and there was a delay because they had to open up. It was like the Amazing Race, man. Everybody, all the racers caught up to each other and had to wait for them to open up to get the next clue.
Yes, we were here at first, but we came to find out they opened at 10 o'clock, so we had to wait at 10 so everybody got a chance to catch up. When we were on our way to our second clue, we got caught up by the train, so everybody caught up then. So it was crazy. It's chaos. Everybody's out here. It's cold, but we're having fun.
Do you have all the clues? I know the next one you got to wait till the EP podcast comes out, so you're getting slowed down a little bit here as well. Do you know what do we have at the last one here at the Classmate? What is it?
We're going to have to wait till 11:30 to hear a podcast. We can hear it on our phone.
That's mine. Yeah. That's my podcast. Your clue is the money tree is hidden within an adult's reach. You're going to be waiting for the podcast. Yeah. When it comes out, you'll be able to listen to it. She's got how to listen to the podcast right there. It was sitting on the counter. So you might want to go back in.
Right.
Yeah, you might want to go back in and know how to listen to it, okay? All right, good luck.
Have a good one. Thank you.
What is your theory right now? Do you have all the clues? Do we have them all? Where are they all at? In the car? Well, let's go grab them. Let's read them off. Let's see if we can solve this thing, okay? What's your name again?
Susie.
Okay, Susie. Johnny? Megan. Okay, so we got the family out here looking. So what do we got so far? Clue one was?
The money tree is hidden at a place that helps get you moving.
All right, clue two?
Think of things that are hot and things that are cold.
All right.
The money tree is facing east and is hidden under something.
Okay, and number four?
And the new clue we just got is it's within an adult's reach.
Okay, so now, can you even figure that out at this point? Is that seems really difficult. Like, almost some of those feel like when you find the location, it might help you, and some of them might actually be the location. What are you thinking right now? What's your ideas? What's your running theory? You got a little bit of time before the next clue.
Apparently, I do. I'm thinking, at first, I was thinking gets you moving, like coffee, and then hot coffee. And
I saw cars driving up and down 95th Street going to 7-Eleven, Sitco. Everybody was driving all over the place thinking that one.
But now I'm thinking maybe it's like a therapy place because it helps get you moving, hot packs, cold packs, and then the others are just
interesting. Interesting. Well, you got a little bit of time. You can test some theories out. You can always find it before the next clue, you know, so you could maybe you could figure it out. Good luck. All right, so if you're a subscriber to the EP podcast, you may have noticed that Saturday we put out a quick weekend update with the next clue. And the clue was that the $250 was to the west of what is considered to be downtown Evergreen Park. And at the very end, once again, I repeated the clue, and then I played a song in which it gave an intersection that was really the answer to the clue. I did something a little sneaky there. Some people actually caught on to that. We're going to get back to the hunt in just a little bit here with the exciting conclusion, but that music in the background means it's time for our shop local spotlight. Do not forget about Dreamers Towing and Recovery out of Evergreen Park. Tony wants you to take this phone number and put it in your phone, and when you have an emergency and you need a tow, you go local, 773-410-4549. He's going to come over. He's going to take care of you. Dreamers also buys your junk cars. Give that same number a call. Meanwhile, Grinders Training Academy, located in Evergreen Park at 102nd and Kedzie, is putting together a catcher's boot camp. A max 20 girls per session, $50 a session. They're not going to be doing it at their location. They're doing it at Bullpen Sports Facility, 5012 West 123rd Street in Elsip. January the 22nd, but you want to register now. To register, send a text to 708-305-7648 or 773-569-7487. Check out everything that Grinders Academy has to offer. It's Grinders with a Z. Go to grindersacademy.com. Carolina is down here along with Mary. How are you?
Fine, Chris. How you doing?
Yeah, they're from the First National Bank of Evergreen Park. And I, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to have you down here, well, there's two reasons. One, it's the holidays and people, they try to figure out, you know, how am I going to stretch a dollar? What's the best way for me to kind of save my money and still be able to spend my money in the right way? Because everybody wants to do like the biggest things that they can for the holidays. It always has to be like the best holidays and money comes into play. And it's a good time to talk to you guys. But another reason I wanted to have you down here is because I wanted to thank, first of all, your bank in general, First National Bank at Evergreen Park, for sponsoring the show over at 95th and Pulaski. But Carolina, I've got to tell this story right off the bat. And Mary, you're going to love this one. And I want to know whether or not this is normal, because I was like, this is why I bank with your bank, right? So I have a busy week and it's just been nuts here. And I have like a business account and a personal account. And, you know, I got to pay all the bills for the company, and advertisers advertise on the EP podcast. They send me a check and then I eventually deposit it. And sometimes it comes in automatically and whatnot. So I go to bed exhausted with like four or five checks sitting on a counter that I plan on depositing the next day. And I wake up to the phone ringing next to the bed. And it's Carolina right here on the line. And I pick up the phone. Hello? And she's like, Mr. Lanuti. I'm like, yeah. She's like, your account is overdrawn.
Oh.
She called me to tell me my account was overdrawn. Now, here's the thing. First off, figured it out right away that I paid the business credit card twice for the same month. So I literally gave the credit card company twice the money they were supposed to get. And I didn't deposit all the stuff that I should have deposited the day before because I was like, it'll be there tomorrow. And so because of all of this, I was overdrawn by like $30 or something ridiculous like that, which is going to mean a fee, which is going to mean like, you know, anything else that was going to hit that account was going to be a mess, right, Carolina? Like it was going to be a disaster. And she called me. And the reason I point out how wonderful it was that she reached out and called me is because you get these automatic notifications, but they don't come right away. Like I had it fixed before the email came that said it was overdrawn. I had the fee taken care of. I had everything back to normal. I had everything right and settled. I was in the bank like an hour later to get everything ready. I would have never been able to do that. And it would have been a much bigger mess because there were other checks that hit over the next 24 hours if she wouldn't have given me a phone call. So first of all, I want to say thank you for that. And secondly, ask like, why am I so special? Is this how it works? Like, do you guys just notice those kind of things? And you're like, wait a minute, I know this guy, or I've seen him in here, or I should just give him a call because he doesn't seem like the kind of person that just would write checks without money in his account. Like, how does that, like, what was the thought process there? Is that normal?
That is normal. We do that for all our customers. That there's a courtesy from us to just give them a call to let them know what's going on, to let them aware if it's something that they did or if it's fraudulent, just so they are up to date.
Oh, the funniest thing was like, she goes, your account is overdrawn. I'm like, which account? Like, she had to deal with like coming out of sleep, Chris. I was like, oh, what? Who are you? What? You, what? Huh? Like, I mean, she just sat there very calmly, explained it to me. And I was in there a couple hours later and got everything fixed. And I really appreciate that. And I thank you for that because I know I wouldn't have gotten that at like a big giant branch. I know that. I knew that driving over there. I was like, wow, that's something that like, because I got the email eventually, the automated thing. And it was so much later in the process when the automated email hit that if she wouldn't have called me, it would have been a much bigger mess. And that, I thought that was absolutely incredible. And I wanted to thank you for that. Okay. Now let's get to some of the fun stuff. First National Bank of Evergreen Park. First of all, you guys sponsored over the past weekend, the Money Tree Hunt, $250 going away in that. A lot of people, holidays coming up. They're trying to figure out how they're going to pay for all their gifts. They're probably trying to figure out, like, you know, how they're going to make it in the next year, what they're going to do. What does the bank do? Like, what ideas do you have in terms of, like, you know, building budgets and helping people out when they're trying to figure out how to move their money around the best way?
We do have First National Bank of Evergreen Park does have a great mobile banking app, so you can do your banking from anywhere and track all your holiday spendings. We also have Zelle, which you could either send or receive money if you're splitting gifts with other customers or friends.
Mary has been a big friend when I go out to some of these events around here because what was the last one we were at? We were at the American Legion. We were at the American Legion. I had four things going on that day. I showed up with a bunch of koozies and I was like, I can't stay at this. Like I had to run out the door. I think my daughter was going to a dance or something like that.
I think it was a dance.
It was the first time she'd ever had a dance that she was going to. And I'm like, I got to go back. And I had all the stuff. And Mary's like, just put all your stuff next to me, Chris. I'll watch it. So it's like, she was actually helping me hand out EP podcast stuff, which I thought was awesome. I really appreciate that, Mary.
Oh, you're welcome. It was my pleasure.
You like going out to all the events.
I love going out to the events
more than anything.
I enjoy it. It gives you time to get out in the community and get involved and stuff like that. Plus, you're out of the building for a little while, too. So, you know, but.
You picked the fun events, though.
Yeah.
Right? You know? Like, you're like, hey, this one, there's a party going on? And I just gotta hand out some koozies and hang out with people? Right. Like, you're there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. How about it?
I've heard this thing before. Maybe you guys can help me out with it. The idea that people use their credit card rewards, cash back whenever they're trying to kind of tap down on the holiday cost. Are there other options besides doing that when it comes to spending during the holiday?
Well, we actually have with our Total Access checking account, any ATM nationwide is free. So you're not paying any fees. You go to any ATM you want to, reimburse you the next day.
Yeah.
So you're saving we're not charging you and we're paying the other bank's fee on that also. We do have our Total Access checking. If you do a direct deposit with an electronic statement, we're giving a $300 bonus on that also.
I like that. I like your money. Have you ever had anybody that's ever sat around and said, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open up 15 different checking accounts so I can get myself, you know, an awful lot of $300 bonuses. Like, how do you guys stop that from happening? Because that's always been my idea. Ever since they started giving away free toasters, I was like, how many toasters can I get? You know, like, how do you prevent that? Is there a way, like, can a husband and wife both come in, open up two separate accounts and end up with $600? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, actually, that's happened. there's really not, you know, so long as it's ever the primary on the account or whatever. But sometimes husband and wives, and like me and my boyfriend, we have our own separate accounts. Yeah. So it's, you know, we don't mingle. We kind of like, we use Zelle when we're paying bills and stuff So, yeah. It happens.
If I could just find like a bunch of people and open up some accounts, I can make some cash, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. That's
awesome.
You know who's coming in to do that.
You do?
It's usually one per household.
This is how my brain works. Is my grandfather, God rest his soul, he was like one of those guys that he would sit down with a newspaper at his table. And he would sit there with his newspaper and he would flip through and he would look for all these deals. And then he would just purposely take his money and go open up an account because he's like, well, I'm going to get $300. When he died, he had bank accounts everywhere. He had bank accounts everywhere. He had certificates of deposit that were popping up 10 years after he was dead because he was like, well, you know, I can get this a little bit better rate over here. And he would go shopping for ways to make money in the newspaper when he was doing things. Do people still do that? Are there people that you see there like almost like regulars that come in and be like, hey, I hear you got this deal. I want to do this. Is that dead? Like, I'm just kind of curious because that was his way, man. He did all of his other investing, but then he would just be bored in his old age and he'd be like, oh, look at this. I can go get myself $300 if I move a little bit of money over from this account to another one. He had accounts everywhere, that guy.
You know, it's kind of a funny story. I remember a friend of mine back in high school. And his mom used to go from bank to bank, like that's when they actually gave out the toasters and everything.
Right, right.
And she'd open an account there, get the free gift, and it's just, you know.
It seems like it's quite a racket if you have the time and the patience to do it.
Yeah.
You can make a little bit of cash off it. The problem is you've got so many checkbooks at that point, you're probably going to screw something up. Is bank going to be all done up here for the holidays? Are you guys already decorating? Like,
yeah,
what's the plan?
Yeah, they're actually today, and they're today decorating.
Yeah?
Yes.
Mary Caroline, I appreciate you guys stopping by. Again, thank you for the phone call.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. That's what we're here for.
You saved me. I for the rest of the day, I was walking around going, man, I'm glad she called me. Like, that would have ruined, like, I had already had a rough week. That would have made my week so much worse. Okay, if I wouldn't have gotten that. And I thought it was because I was special, but clearly I'm not. It's just something you do for everybody.
That's correct.
Like, I thought it was just because I walk in and I smile and I wave and I say hi, but clearly I don't have to do that and I still get treated nicely.
No, it's because you're special, too.
So towards the end of the Evergreen Park Chamber of Commerce $250 Money Tree Hunt, rain started to fall, and we got reports of some pandemonium. In fact, the final three clues after the EP podcast released its clue were picked up by the majority of contestants within 15 minutes after the EP podcast clue came out. And they were not next to each other. They were at one end of Evergreen Park and the other end of Evergreen Park. These people were moving, and they were moving fast. In fact, at this point, from what I could tell, there were several teams in which one person was running to get the clues, and the other person was driving around trying to find it. The final clue was located at the Evergreen Park Public Library, and they had to go search for it in the book stacks. That clue informed people that the business that had the $250 was a franchise that had been in Evergreen Park for several decades and was named after a town. I caught up with this contestant. Listen to this conversation very carefully. Then you're going to get about 60 seconds to try to figure this out for yourself. And we're going to have the winner right here on the EP podcast. But check this out. What's your name?
Sarah McGann.
Sarah, okay. So far, any ideas while you're waiting for this last clue?
I'm thinking, is it Red Baron Shoes? No?
I don't know if it's called Red Baron Shoes.
Oh my God. What's it called, guys? Red Wing Shoes? I don't know. We're trying to put it together.
You're waiting on the last clue.
We are.
Well, good luck to you. And folks, before I continue this podcast, I want to tell you a little bit about my friend, Larry Liebforth. Larry was born and raised right here in Evergreen Park and has been in business for almost 30 years. I continuously see him volunteering his time with local sports associations, helping out the kids, helping raise money for charity. And what you need to know is that Larry is there in case you need some help as well. For nearly 30 years, the law offices of Lawrence G. Liebforth have been handling every kind of law you can think of, from personal injury cases to real estate dealings, if you need a will drawn up or representation in a criminal case. It's good to know you have local representation available, rooted in the community, with decades of experience. Located over at 4001 West 95th Street in Suite 200, give him a call for any of your legal needs, 708-499-6300. The law offices of Lawrence G. Liebforth, here to help you. All right, we are standing at the final location for the Money Tree with the winners.
Mark.
Mark, what's your name?
Jessica.
Mark and Jessica, you're the winners. You won $250. You found the Money Tree, and where was it?
It was on the air conditioner at Red Wing.
It was on an outdoor air conditioner at Red Wing Shoes. Excellent job. What gave it away? What was the moment where you said Red Wing?
I figured it out. I started Googling every store that's been there for a long time and who was named after a town. So I Googled Ace. Google Red Wing, and now it's second.
The town of Ace?
The town? No, they're named after Ace pilots in World War One.
Red Wing, Minnesota, sort of.
They were, yes.
Exactly. All right. So, I saw the two of you at the very beginning at the bank, and you came running in, and they were like, "Do you have kids? Because Santa's here." And you're like, "We're running late." Like, you were intense from the moment this began, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
We woke up late. We had a fight. We came here. We rushed to the bank. The kids are at our parents' house still. We couldn't pick them up. We wanted to. We didn't.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, at the break, like, when we were waiting for your podcast at 11:30, I was like, oh, let's go pick up the kids. He goes, like, no, we're already in this.
Kids will slow us down.
Well, they would have. It wouldn't have worked.
They would have. They would have.
We were fighting off in the car. They would have been screaming.
So this was intense. This was like the Amazing Race. You guys had, like, you had everything happen. You got slowed down at one point. You had an argument. You abandoned your children. It's just, that's what it was like, huh?
But we have the money.
Yeah, it was awesome. You got $250. What are we using this for? Christmas gifts or?
No.
Forget those kids.
This is paying for the Benny's beer at Ace, the Black Friday beer.
There you go.
So it's $280. This covers it entirely.
You covered your holiday beer. Yeah. That's what this is for? Thanks. Is that what you feel the same way?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Hey, however you guys want to spend it is great. Congratulations. Evergreen Park Chamber of Commerce put this on. You guys did a great job. I had a final clue that I was going to throw out there in case nobody could get it, but you guys got it. A couple other people figured it out. Was it a good race?
Very good race.
Did you do this again next year?
Yes.
Excellent. Congratulations. Enjoy your money.
Thank you.
Kelly Maroney, it's all over. Somebody won. They figured out Red Wing Shoes. Success, I would say.
They did, yes. They figured it out in about 3 hours it took them to find it.
Yeah, you were worried. I remember you were worried. You were like, I don't know. Maybe somebody will find it. Maybe I'll be sitting around till midnight waiting to give a win or something. It worked out well, though.
Yes, this whole time I was going back and forth. Either somebody's going to find it right away and ruin the whole thing, or it's going to take forever, and we're going to be hanging on trying to find out who wins. But it's perfect timing. Somebody won. Now they have a little extra money to shop local with.
That's right. Red Wing Shoes right at the corner of 95th and Holman. You actually heard us place the clue here. It sounds exactly the same in the background right now. You know where we were at. Named after Red Wing, Minnesota, a franchise that's been around for a long time here on the west end of Evergreen Park, west of 95th and Kedzie. There's still a few teams that are pulling up, starting to figure it out, but it's a little too late for them. But excellent job by the Chamber, and I'm hoping we'll do this more.
Yes, for sure. We couldn't have done it without you and Lori and Jim Cleary and Butch Zimar from Elite Benefits of America. We all worked together. We had fun planning, and it panned out just great.
Another show is wrapped up. Another show's in the books. Another show is wrapped up. And then by the looks, it's going to be a good one. And we'll see you next week. And the nudist basement. And the nudist basement. Another show is wrapped up. Another show is wrapped up. Another show is wrapped up. And it's in the books. Another show is wrapped up. Another show is wrapped up. And by the looks, it's gonna be a good one. Nudist basement. Oh, broadcast basement. The nudist basement. The broad basement.
Slauncha. Can I talk to you kids for a second? All right, so you did the hunt and you saw Santa, right? That was a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you didn't win the money. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. What would you have used the money for if you would have won?
I have no idea.
Yeah, this guy who won, he's using it for beer.
Gross.
Gross, exactly. What the heck? Could have used that for toys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Ridiculous. Next time. Next time you guys will win, okay?
Yeah.
The EP Podcast. Heard everywhere podcasts can be found. And always at theeppodcast.com.